We'll call the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 26 to order. It is 1:35 in the afternoon. We are in the state capitol, May the 2nd. Members present, Senator Egan, alternate Senator Machicki, Chairman on the House side, Representative Foster, and Representatives Seaton and Millett. Senator McKinnon is excused today. Today's agenda, the purpose of this meeting is to release a work draft from the Conference Committee substitute. We will not be taking any action on this CS today. We are simply releasing this to the public for further consideration and discussion. With that, I would call Laura Kramer to the table to go through the CS just for explanation purposes, not for discussion. Ms. Kramer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Laura Kramer, and I am staff to Senator Anna McKinnon. Before you, you have work draft W, and you should also have a sectional analysis that was prepared by Legislative Legal. So I'll walk through section by section. The first section is legislative findings and intent language, and this language simply is to make clear that several sections found in this work draft before you are technical and conforming in nature and relate and reflect the Supreme Court ruling. Section 2 repeals language limiting relating to the statutory appropriation limit. Section 3 are conforming changes relating to Section 5. Section 4 requires the governor to submit a report to the legislature on how the budget complies with the constitutional appropriation limit. And Section 5 maintains language that was in both bodies' versions, and it puts the royalty of the to the permanent fund at the constitutional 25%. Section 6 is conforming change relating to Section 7 and a grammatical change. Section 7 sets the percent of market value at 5.25%. Section 8 sets the percent of market value at 5% starting July 1st, 2021, and that effective date is found in Section 18. Section 9 clarifies that the amount available for distribution from the ERA to the dividend fund is appropriated. This brings statutory language in line with current practice and the Supreme Court decision. Section 10 is technical and conforming changes relating to the Supreme Court decision and relating to Section 12. An appropriation for inflation proofing is considered a separate appropriation, which is outside the POMV. Section 11 is clarifying and conforming language that Amaretta Hess funds are not available for appropriation. Section 12 specifies that the appropriation from the earnings reserve account may not exceed the amount available for appropriation under the POMV listed in Section 7. Section 13 is clarifying language that the Permanent Fund Corporation's budget does not lapse and shall be treated as income and part of the market value of the fund. Section 14 is clarifying and conforming language. Section 15 is technical and conforming language relating to the Supreme Court decision. Section 16 authorizes the Department of Revenue to pay dividends without further appropriation. Section 17 repeals the statutory appropriation limit. Section 18 is the effective date for the 5% POMV draw found in Section 8. And Section 19 is the effective date for the remainder of the bill, which is July 1st, 2018.
Thank you for that explanation. As I stated earlier, this is a draft conference committee bill, and you will be bringing it back to your caucuses. We will be bringing it back to our caucuses with the ultimate decision if we get favorable consideration, we will be coming back to this conference committee to do further work to see if any further work is even required before it goes to subsequent bodies for concurrence. With that, are there any questions that members may have? Um, Senator McKinnon's office will be in touch with all the members to schedule the next conference committee meeting. With that, we are adjourned.